This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zeitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
We think that if something doesn't feel good, that it must not be good. And yet, there's a season for everything, and each season is a part of a wider cycle that only God sees in its entirety.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
Way back in 1965, there was a band called The Birds, and they released a hit song that became like an anthem and a protest song that endures until today. That song was called Turn, Turn, Turn. To everything, there's a season. Do you know it? Well, what I didn't know at the time was that the lyrics were not original. In fact, they actually come from Kohelet, or in English, Ecclesiastes. And they contain in their very structure a truth that keeps me both grounded in the present and prepared to face the future. It shares King Solomon's wisdom of the seasons and of the following difficult but powerful notion. Although we tend to categorize our lives into good or bad, in actuality, things may feel good or bad, but in fact, they are neither. There is simply a season for everything. And when you look at the structure of the poetry that inspired this song, you'll notice an interesting thing. So the couplets, they start like this. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So the first one, a time to be born and a time to die. Then a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. So intuitively so far, that feels like good, bad, born good, die bad, plant good, rip it out bad. But then it goes on to a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. And of course, that sounds reversed, like bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good. And then it continues again. So the lines, they seem to jump from good to bad, and then bad to good, and back and forth, and there's no real set pattern. You know, the great philosopher Marshall McLuhan once said that the medium is the message. But the clear theme here is that there is no real order, just as there is no real good or bad. But how can this be? And how do the seasons come to teach us this profound lesson? Those of us that live in northern climates know that seasons have very clear distinctions. Spring here in Toronto brings the budding of trees. The rains of April bring May flowers. The first colors of spring are the purples and yellows of hyacinth and daffodils, the white and mauve of snowbells and crocuses. They give way to the heat and humidity of summer, those long, bright nights that we call patio season. The lush green of the trees that canopy our streets and our gardens, providing that blessed shade. And of course, the sound of the ice cream truck bells and children's laughter and play. And then comes the fall, with the turning of the trees from green to red to gold until the last leaf falls to the ground. And then the cooler winds that we like to call sweater weather, and the shorter days and the chillier nights. And then, as if a sudden shock, the snow and winds collect and spill mercilessly onto our streets, with ice-covered barren branches breaking off in storms, and what appears to be a dead and barren landscape smothered under fields of white. But did you know that snow is a perfect insulator for the tender roots that live beneath the surface of the ground? That the period of latency that is winter is vastly different than the death of summer. It's merely a pause in the symphony. It's that place where you might mistakenly think that everything's finished, like sometimes when you clap before the music actually ends, or say Amen before a prayer is complete. Darkness can be a useful construct in healing. Anyone with a migraine longs for a cool, dark room where they can nurse their aching head. Darkness helps us to sleep well at night. Darkness, in a form of a hand over our eyes, as we say the Shema Yisrael prayer, blocking out the distractions of what's around us in order to focus on the oneness of God. One year, I planted a slew of tulips, so excited for their bright petals to enhance my front garden. I chose these deep violet shades, and I remember that as the winter winds receded, I would watch the ground for signs of the tulips poking through the earth. And then they finally came through, and they were everything I could have dreamt of. Tall, stately, with these fist-sized blooms that created this sea of purple pleasure every time I came home. But after they were spent, I hated looking at just the stems and the wilting leaves. It was like staring at the corpses of great beauty, and I decided I was going to cut them off at their base and then just put in some annual plants to obscure what was now an empty patch of garden. I did the same thing for the next 2 years as well, until by the third year, the blooms of the tulips were a shadow of their former size and brilliance. So in desperation, I spoke to an expert. And he explained what I'd done. You see, he said, the dying back and the wilting of the leaves and the stem, well, it feeds the roots and ensures that the following season, they're going to come back vibrant. When you cut them back so radically, you prevent that process. And then he said a line to me that I have never forgotten. He said, you must have patience. To be a gardener, you must endure, or learn to endure, a little rot. Rabbi Akiva famously used to say, Gamzula Tova, or this too, is for the good. If everything God does is for the good, then we must take the long view. We must understand that because of our limited perception and linear thinking, we think that if something doesn't feel good, that it must not be good. And yet, there's a season for everything, and each season is a part of a wider cycle that only God sees in its entirety. We must learn to endure the rot, because the rot is not always the ugly mess we think it is. The rot might be the precursor for the bigger bloom to come, because God does not close a door without opening a window. Everything happens in His time, not ours. If the root of frustration is believing that our timing, our perception, our desires must be fulfilled in our time frame, our order, our comfort, then we will spend so much more time feeling frustrated. Most people believe that they're not subject to the rules of nature. We feel like this because our souls are eternal, and somehow we intuit that we are at our core eternal. But in the physical world, well then, there's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. There's a time for war and a time for peace. This week, can you try to work on enduring the rot so that you might see a bigger bloom in the following season? Can you live through that seemingly endless winter with confidence that the spring will come and that you'll see the bursting forth of new life? Can you list the many, many times that what seemed like a wall in front of you was actually for your protection rather than as a punishment? As the leaves turn from green to gold, can you lament the end of summer, but also feel excitement for the inevitable gifts that lay in wait in the seasons to come? Because if you can, then every moment can feel like a blessing. And even when it doesn't feel good, we can all truly say, this too is for the good.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.